With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. A stabbing at a rail crossing downtown that left a man with critical injuries appears to have been random. London police say a man was waiting for a train to cross Richmond near Piccadilly around 2:30 yesterday afternoon when another person got into his vehicle and stabbed him. Person then took off. Police say the attacker's motive is not known. To see a picture of the suspect, head to our website, LondonNewsToday.ca. Charges have been laid against one of two dirt bike riders accused of recklessly speeding through London last month. It was February 2nd when two unplated bikes were seen running red lights and passing vehicles while driving into oncoming traffic. The bikes also caused a minor crash with a marked police cruiser while taking off from officers. A 26-year-old London man is now charged with nearly a dozen offenses, including dangerous driving and failing to stop for police. Police are still looking for the second rider. Elective surgeries at London's hospitals have been temporarily halted. The London Health Sciences Centre has postponed surgeries due to a sterilization issue with its surgical trays. Out of an abundance of caution, hospital officials have decided to cancel procedures scheduled for today. Affected patients will be contacted. London's oldest outdoor public pool may not be permanently closed after all. City politicians voted in favor of a motion to get more info on what would need to be done to reopen Thames Pool in Old South next summer. As well, they'll look into what it would take to rebuild or relocate the pool. City staff had been recommending the pool be decommissioned due to structural damage caused by repeated floods from the nearby Thames River. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.